This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We have been studying for the past several times on the topic, We Want to Be Saved But Not From. Now I base this upon the question asked by the rich young ruler of Jesus in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 16, What good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? I have pointed out here that this young man exhibits what I think all of us do, at least some concern for doing what is right. I do not know that I've ever met any man who did not have at least some concern for doing what he felt was right. God has given us a conscience. The conscience has the capacity of urging us to do what we are convinced is right. It doesn't tell us what is right, but it urges us to follow what we believe is right. So all of us have concern about doing right. We all realize that we've done what we ought not to do, and we realize there ought to be something done about it. We all realize that we have sinned. But while we express some desire for being saved from our sins, we do not really want to do so many times. We're willing to be saved from poverty, from war, from ignorance, from disease, from economic insecurity, from boredom, but not really from our sins, not from our violations of the will of God. The average man will say, you can discuss religion with me, but leave out repentance. I'm not going to change anything I'm doing. I'm not going to change any of my practices. I'm not going to change any of my relationships. So while we want to be saved, we do not want to be saved from our sins. Then we want to be saved, but not at too great a cost. We don't want to live a life of sacrifice. But the truth of the matter is, we live in a world in which we can be hated. Jesus pointed this out in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12 in the Sermon on the Mount. And he made clear that if you're hated for the right reason, that is, because you're living the faithful Christian life, then you're blessed because of it. In Luke chapter 6 verse 26, Jesus said, Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. It's clear here, according to Jesus, that there's something wrong in the life of a man if any and everybody thinks he's great, for the simple reason that there are many people who do not love the truth, and they will hate those who teach it. In John chapter 15, verses 18 to 21, Jesus made clear that just as the world had hated him, so it would hate those who followed him. If you follow Jesus, and Jesus was hated, then you will be hated. So it's possible to be hated in this world, and it's possible to suffer intensely. This is found in the book of Job. It's made clear in Luke chapter 13. It's made clear in Matthew chapter 5. It isn't a sign that a person has become a wicked person because he becomes ill or because he suffers. We simply live in a world in which these things are possible. Now, in the third place, we find that we want to be saved, but not in God's way. We want to be saved in our own way. We all exhibit some characteristic of that. Just as Cain, in the early chapters of the Bible, Cain, the brother of Abel and son of Adam and Eve, worshipped the true God, actually worshipped. He didn't worship an idol, he worshipped God, but he didn't do so in God's way. And so his worship was not pleasing to God. In the same way today, if we worship even the true God, if we're actually involved in worship, if our worship is not according to God's instructions, then it isn't pleasing to God. In Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, we find that Nadab and Abihu, sons of Aaron, worshipped the true God, actually worshipped him, but they offered unto him strange fire, which he had not commanded them. And the result was that fire came forth from heaven and devoured them. The Bible teaches in 2 John chapter verses 9 through 11 that whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God. There are men who say, I will serve God in my way, you serve him in your way, and we'll both go to heaven. But the Bible teaches that each one of us must serve God in his way if we expect to go to heaven when this life is over.